Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. I'm sure glad you did. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina with yet another entry in this prosperity series. This is entry number 13. So we are well along our way in this series, and hopefully you are well along your way to experiencing wins in your life, to making that shift in consciousness that is necessary to experience abundance, prosperity, and the life that you would love to live. Hope you're recording all those wins and noticing what you're noticing, writing them down, making a mental note, celebrating those wins. Doesn't matter what they are, find a penny, celebrate. A part, a portion, or all of your dream moves into your field of experience, celebrate with a fist pumping yes. A yes, indeed. It's all about you. It's all about this shift that you are making in your consciousness. The flow is always there. The flow is always on. One way to look at it is, are our arms crossed, folded, as if to be closed, unwilling? Or are our arms open, spread wide, as in open to receive the divine givingness of God, the fullness of God's grace that is always on, always flowing? Yet we get to choose whether we stand in that shower or not. We get to choose whether we stand in this stream with a thimble, a bucket, a trough. The flow is always there. And we stand in this circulation. And we move it in. And more continues. So continue to celebrate your wins. If you're just joining in now, I suggest that you search and seek number one in this series and start from the beginning, as they are somewhat cumulative as we move along. But there is benefit for sure in each and every one independently. So let's in this moment just move our focus and energy to our heart space. And let our prayer as we begin here be a silent prayer of thanksgiving. Just a moment of silence to move into the energy of our heart with a feeling tone of love and appreciation and gladness and gratitude for the divine givingness that pours forth into our lives. And so it is. God, I am grateful. Amen. Today I want to talk a little bit about our energy, our feeling tone, as we look specifically at our dreams and manifesting that which we would like to experience. In the very early exercises, I encouraged you to craft your dream, to write out exactly how you would love your life to look, feel, and be, knowing that you can be, do, and have anything that you desire. So this has been an exercise in crafting what that looks like. What do we want to be, do, and have? What do we want to be, do, and experience in our lives? What is our grandest, biggest wish, hope, desire, intention? What does our spot somewhere over the rainbow look like? So we wrote that all out in the affirmative way I am filled with thanksgiving and appreciation that I am now. And then we fill in all the areas of our lives in relationships and time and money, freedom, in love, in health, in vocation and purpose and passion, peace of mind, releasing everything else that doesn't align with that. We let it go. We surrender to the givingness of God, and we leave the how up to Spirit. We make the bold decision to step forward, and providence moves. I encouraged you to start moving through your dream, visioning it, to visualize the details in every aspect of your dream. You should be reading this dream that you have in the present tense at least every morning when you wake up, every night before you go to bed. Reading it out loud, then maybe reading it again silently as you drift off to sleep. As you visualize your dream, it's so important to put, and even when you're reading it, so important to put the emotion and the energy in it. So we're just going into a little more detail. Little more detail, little more feeling tone as we go through it. I mentioned early on about visualizing your dream and what does it smell like and taste like and feel like. So we want to linger there a little bit longer at this point, visualizing every detail. And the step further that I want to take today is to make sure that you are putting yourself in your dream. Such a key point and component to become the manifester of your dream. So many will look at their dream and read their dream, but remain the observer of it. Remain out of it. Everything we do, remember, is within. You hear me talk all the time. It is within us. We move within. We move to the eye of the storm when we're moving through conflict and crisis. It's the same with our dream. The answers are not outside. You follow the abstract thought here. The answers are not outside of us. The answers are not outside of our dream. The answers are not visualizing our dream. The manifestation does not come by visualizing our dream. The manifestation comes by immersing ourselves in our dream and in the energy, feeling tone, and emotion of being in our dream, not as an observer. So we're consulting, really what we're doing is we're consulting our future self, because once we've thought of this dream, once we've had this and crafted it and designed it, added at the end this or something better or under grace and perfect ways and giving it to the divine, it is already done. So in your visualization, it's so important to see your future self in it, because it is already done. So you are already in it in some point in time anyway. And at the quantum level, that is right now anyway, because once you stated it is already done. So consult with your future self anyway. When we do this in a group, we do that intentionally. We'll do an exercise where we'll partner up and we'll spin around a couple times and we'll be in that energy of the dream, and we'll pretend like we didn't see the partner in years. And we'll say, hey, good to see you. What are you up to right now? Tell me what your life is looking like now after doing all that dream work, after doing all that visualization and energy work. And we put ourselves right in the energy of that dream. Right in the energy of that vision, because when we created it, we already are. This is so important to step into that emotion and energy and put yourself into what you are visualizing and seeing, because you are seeing your dream now. Please. please don't do this as an observer. Visualization is so much more powerful. And all the power really is held when you are in it. So you move through this. And if need be, at times when you're struggling, besides your prayer and meditation, you know, you can consult with that future self. You can say, hey, what is it I need to know right now in this moment? What can you share with me now that if I knew this right now in this moment, what you know would move me along a little bit faster? See what your future self comes back and says to you. It will guide you. It'll direct you. It'll propel you. Listen in the silence. So we move through this dream that we have written out. We move through this vision and intention and desire that we want to move into our field of experience. And we are in it. It is us. So now we're not just standing as the observer and, oh, say it's that beach house. We're not just seeing it and moving through it and knowing what it smells like and tastes like and feels like and sounds like. It is us hearing our footsteps on the wooden floor. We see ourselves immersed in the dream. We see ourselves immersed in the relationship. We see ourselves immersed in the healthy activities. We see ourselves immersed in the work that we would love to do. Every aspect of our dream, we are seeing ourselves as one with the dream, and we feel it in every area of our life. We touch it, we taste it, we smell it, we see it, we hear it, and we go a step further. We sense the energy of that dream and how it is making us feel in the very depths of our soul. And it is that feeling tone and that energy and that emotion that will make manifest everything that you want. This or something better. Now here's where we go a step further. I invite you to remember as you do these exercises, as you move through your vision immersed in it, paying attention particularly to your feeling tone, your emotion, all your positive feeling tones and emotion. They should all be positive. After all, it's your dream. You crafted it. But this energy, this feeling good as you talk about it, perhaps you even visualize sharing with somebody that you haven't seen in a long time what you are doing now and how marvelous and infinitely splendid your life is. In fact, do that. And stay in that energy. So you're reading your dream over out loud. Maybe you're saying it silently, morning and night. And then you're moving into deep visualization with every detail and all the specifics, putting yourself in the dream. And you're noticing the feeling tone, the emotion, and the energy that you are now feeling. So now, what I want you to do is take that energy and walk in it. In every moment of every single day. It's your dream. This is key. Call it acting as if you want to. That's fine. But it's more than acting as if. It's carrying the energy and carrying the feeling tone. Carrying this love that you have for this life you would love to live with you at all times. and that energy, the energy of that feeling tone, is the attractive force that will draw everything to you. All the people, places, things, circumstances, situations into your life. That energy that you carry with you and maintain transforms you into a magnet for everything that you want. If you take nothing else out of this series, besides prayer and meditation to start everything you do, take away this, the energy, the feeling tone and emotion that you feel within your dream, living it in this eternal moment of now, is what makes you the attractive magnet for everything to come true. This is deliberately creating the life you would love to live. So maintain that energy. You want to maintain that all day long, every day. You want to think about it when you go to sleep. Be in that energy when you wake up. Actors and actresses would call this remaining in character. Stay there. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, says, or does. Don't allow that to interfere. This is your dream. Are you going to let somebody rob it? You going to let somebody steal it from you? You know who those people are that will always try to bring you down, that will tell you you can't, that will say to you you're a dreamer, or wishful thinking, or in your dreams. So you avoid those people, places, things, and situations that would add negativity to what it is you want. This is your dream. Live it, love it, and remain in the energy of everything that you want. Ask your future self what it feels like. Feel that happiness, feel that joy. Feel all those things that are beyond the five senses. How are you thinking? How are you acting? How are you moving? How are you loving? How does that feel with everything coming true in your life? Stay in that energy. Let every single step be a step of loving appreciation for the power and presence of God in you that wants you to experience this way of abundant living so that your joy may be complete. Feel it. Love it. Stay in the energy. Share your wins. I'd love to hear what is manifesting in your life, your dream, or something even better. This is Stephen J. Kosmina. I love you.